the perceptive comments of Robert Layton on 1 Peter 4:18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? It is true, then, that they are scarcely saved, even they who endeavor to walk uprightly in the ways of God. That is, the righteous, they are scarcely saved. This imports not any uncertainty or hazard in the thing itself as to the end, in respect of the purpose and performance of God, but only the great difficulties and hard encounters in the way, that they go through so many temptations and tribulations, so many fightings without and fears within. The Christian is so simple and weak, and his enemies are so crafty and powerful. The oppositions of the wicked world, their hatreds and scorns and molestations, the slights and violence of Satan, and worst of all, the strength of his own corruptions. And by reason of abounding corruption, there is such frequent, almost continual need of purifying by afflictions and trials, that he has need to be still under physic, and is of necessity at some times drained and brought so low that there is scarcely strength or life remaining in him. And truly all outward difficulties would be but matter of ease, would be as nothing, were it not for the encumbrance of lusts and corruptions within. Were a man to meet disgraces and sufferings for Christ, how easily would he go through them, yea, and rejoice in them, were he rid of the fretting impatience, the pride and self-love of his own carnal heart. These clog and trouble him worst, and he cannot shake them off, nor prevail against them without much pains, many prayers and tears, and many times, after much wrestling, he scarcely finds that he has gained any ground, yea, sometimes he is foiled and cast down by them. And so in all other duties, such a fighting and continual combat with a revolting, backsliding heart, the flesh still pulling and dragging downward. When he would mount up, he finds himself as a bird with a stone tied to its foot. He has wings that flutter to be upward, but is pressed down by the weight fastened to him. What struggling with wanderings and deadness and hearing and reading and prayer. And what is most grievous is that by their unwary walking and the prevailing of some corruption, they grieve the Spirit of God and provoke him to hide his face and withdraw his comforts. How much pain to attain anything, any particular grace of humility or meekness or self-denial. And if anything be attained, how hard to keep and maintain it against the contrary party. How often are they driven back to their old point. If they do but cease from striving a little, they are carried back by the stream. And what returns of doubtings and misbelief after they thought they were got somewhat above them, insomuch that sometimes they are at the point of giving over and thinking it will never be for them. And yet through all these they are brought safe home. There is another strength than theirs which bears them up and brings them through. But these things and many more of this nature argue the difficulty of their course, and that it is not so easy a thing to come to heaven as most imagine it. Application. You that find so little stop and conflict in it, you go your round of external duties and all is well, are no more troubled. You have need to inquire after a long time spent in this way. Am I right? Have I not yet to begin? Surely this looks not like the way to heaven, as it is described in the Scripture. It is too smooth and easy to be right. And if the way of the righteous be so hard, then how hard shall be the end of the ungodly? Sinners that walk in sin with delight, it were strange if they should be at such pains and with great difficulty attain their end. And he should come in among them in the end. They were fools indeed. True, if it were so, but what if it be not so? Then the wicked man is a fool, and shall find that he is, when he shall not be able to stand in judgment. Where shall he appear, when to the end he might not appear? He would be glad to be smothered under the weight of the hills and mountains, if they could shelter him from appearing. And what is the aim of all this which we have spoken, or can speak on this subject, but that you may be moved to take into deeper thoughts the concernment of your immortal souls? Oh, that you would be persuaded! Oh, that you would betake yourselves to Jesus Christ and seek salvation in Him! Seek to be covered with His righteousness, and to be led by His Spirit in the ways of righteousness. That will seal to you the happy certainty of the end, and overcome for you all the difficulties of the way. What is the gospel of Christ preached for? What was the blood of Christ shed for? Was it not that by receiving Him we might escape condemnation? Nay, this drew Him from heaven. He came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. John 10:10.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at puritandownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at puritandownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable, and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit puritandownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwater's Revival Books.